Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim at don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Just got settled into our night camp spot, getting ready to go out street preach at a big festival up in northern Wisconsin tomorrow. Was reading an old email from someone that I was reasoning in the scriptures with, and he talked about a hospital for sinners. He said that the New Testament body of Christ is a hospital for sinners. I want to talk about this hospital for sinners theology exposed. This is a common saying, comes really from evangelicalism. So-called saints using the church, the body, they called it body, the church of Christ, as a hospital for sinners. This is a false man-made theology. I won't expose it here. This is really based out of Calvinism. Calvinism teaches that you're totally depraved. You can't stop but sin all the time, sin a lot. That's another whole false idea that I cover under Calvinism and Tulip at the teaching blog. But I want to make this really simple. This is a lie from hell and false heretical men as they mean it. And I'll get to what they mean later. Now, I've studied this out for many years, and let me go ahead, right at the start of this audio, and let me read all the verses for you that say, in the New Testament body, that saints are to act out in sin, live in sin, keep sin as part of the body of Christ. Let me read those verses to you. Now, as people like to say, did you hear crickets? Because there is no verses in the Bible that teaches God's people practice sin, live in sin, and sin is part of his body that he shed his blood and died for. That is absolute heresy. Not one verse of scripture ever approves of sin, hints that Christ's body is a safe resting zone for those who choose to be willful sinners. I want to be clear on that. Now, this doctrine was invented by Satan himself and all the false religious men that allow sin in the body, and it must be rejected. Some of the common things they'll try to say is that Jesus said, come on to me who are weary, and he gives us rest. Yes, Jesus did say that, and Jesus gives us rest. But what do we rest from? We don't rest in sin. All right. This same Jesus, the Jesus that I teach, that I follow, that redeemed me, said, repent or you'll perish. Where's the hospital for sinners there? How about when he told the woman, go, sin no more? Where in John, that was in John 8:11. Did I say repent or perish was Luke 13:3? He told the woman, go, sin no more. Caught in adultery. John 8:11. How about this one? He told the man that was healed, stop sinning or something worse is going to happen to you. Question. That was in John 5:14. Where's all the hospital for the sinners there? Jesus also said in John 15:14, you are my friend if you keep my commandments. So you're in the body, you get his love, his friendship, his blessing, his covering, if you keep the commandments of God. Where's the hospital for those that choose sin? No, we're to come to him in repentance. Then we get rest when we, by faith, we're born again in him. That's leaving sin and entering into his body, not bringing our willful sin into the body. That's absolutely unbiblical and sinful. We are to be his bride, his holy body. What did the apostles and disciples say about this? 2 Peter 3:14. How are we to be? 2 Peter 3:14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. You mean we can't live in our sin like in a hospital? Peter didn't think so. How about Ephesians 5:27? That he might present to himself a glorious church, not having a spot or a wrinkle, or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Where's the hospital to live and keep your willful sin there, Paul? I guess Paul and Peter, that were trained by Jesus himself, miss the hospital for sinner theology. Yeah, how about this one? 1 Timothy 5:22. Paul says, lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. Does that sound like hospital for sinners, people that just go on and keep sinning theology? No, I don't think so. This false doctrine makes a mockery of the holy body that Jesus died, shed his blood for, rose again to redeem, to wash, to cleanse. We are not to sit in, accept, promote, defend any kind of sin in any way. We're to repent, strive, and leave it. We're to beat our flesh into submission, to strive to be holy. 1 Peter 1 says, God is holy, be ye holy as God is holy. Holy means set apart for God. When you're set apart for God, you don't live in a hospital for sin. All right? Now, some more verses for you. Paul says, this totally refutes their theology. Paul says in 2 Thess 3, do not even eat with a lazy brother that's in sin. That's just laziness. Paul says, don't even eat with him. How about this one? 1 Corinthians 5, Paul tosses a man out for the destruction of his flesh by Satan because of his sin. Where was the hospital for sin for that man? How about Jesus in Matthew 18? For the Son of Man has come to save that which is lost, right? Yeah, we love that. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, the body of Christ, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. That's an unbeliever. The man's living in sin and he won't repent. They put him out as a heathen and a publican. Where's the hospital for sin for that guy? In Matthew 7, Jesus sends people away. He says, I never knew you. And he tells us why. You workers of iniquity. What kind of sinful hospital for sinners was that? It wasn't. All these verses teach directly against this foolish theology that says the body of Christ is in any way for willful sinners, those who keep and practice sin. It's for those, let's be clear, the body of Christ is for those who see their need to draw close to God and have their sins cleansed and forgiven, to repent, forsake, and leave their sin, and by his power to walk in holiness and the newness of the Spirit and the Word, to not continue on in sin. Though we will always wrestle our flesh, we do not live in willful sin. John says if we are washed, we confess our sins. Or I should say, he says if we confess our sins, we're washed and we walk in the light. We don't walk in the light as we live willful sin and promote hospitals for sinners. The only way a sinner is going to be cured is if he leaves his sin. So a sinner for hospitals, a hospital for sinners is absolutely pointless unless they're willing to leave their sin. How about this verse? Hebrews 10, 26, 27. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remain no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. Where is the hospital for the people that just can't stop sinning there? No. It says there's judgment coming for them. So much for this false Christian hospital for sinners. I want to make this very clear again. Jesus sheds his blood, dies, rises again, and empowers, forgives, redeems, washes, and will receive a holy, peculiar people. All right? But we can't stay in our sin to get that from him. This is blasphemy that Jesus died and gives us no ability to leave sin, no ability to walk in holiness, no ability to strive against the flesh, and that we'll just settle for a hospital for sinners. This is total blasphemy. It won't be stood for. I rebuke it every time I hear it. It's making a way for sin. It's causing destruction and damnation. Here's a fact for you. Consider this, will you? There's no born from above people in the true New Testament body of Christ who are happy, content, or looking to stay in their sin. No. They are transformed, heart and mind, new creations. They want out of sin, right? They're transformed. Romans 12, 2. Be transformed. Then you'll know the perfect will of God. God's will is not that you stay in your sin and call it a hospital for sinners. The only people that do that are reprobates, people that turn back, people that live in sin willfully and don't care. They are not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So let's cover this. How do you even get in the true body of Christ? You know, all these churches they talk about, the denominational evangelical churches. How do you even get in the body of Christ? Well, they say you sin all the time, so you just believe and you come and you rest in the hospital. How wicked. Peter said this, Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. How do you enter the body of Christ? You repent. They went on to get the Spirit of God. They were born again. When that happens, you don't want sin anymore. You fight your flesh and you begin to leave sin. You must be born into the body. Then by the Spirit of God, you hate sin. Psalm 119, I hate every false way, right? You don't defend it. You don't make excuses for it. You don't pretend it's a hospital for sinners. Wicked theology this is. 2 Timothy 2:22. Paul says, flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. When you're born again of God, He transforms your heart. You get a pure heart. You don't want to live in sin. You'll battle your flesh always, but you don't want to live in sin. You don't make excuses for sin. You're not looking for a hospital, a church body, to just tap you on the shoulder over your sin. You're looking for someone to call you out, give you accountability, teach you in the Word, give you encouragement to leave and come out of all your sin that will destroy you, as Hebrews 10:26 said. That pure heart is evidence you're born of God, but those set on staying in sin, they're false converts or reprobates, either one. Now, they'll try to use Paul in Romans 7, where Paul admits and describes his fight with his sinful flesh. All right, we all have that. We all will fight that flesh till the day we die. But to say that we can live in willful sin and create a hospital for sin and be acceptable of sin and make it part of theology and that Jesus is fine with sin, that absolutely is heretical, scripture twisting, and again, it's blasphemous. And when they quote Romans 7, you'll notice something. They always skip right over chapter 6 where Paul says, shall we keep on sinning now that grace has come? Paul says, oh no, God forbid. And then they also skip over Romans 8, the chapter right after 7, that says, verse 7 and 9, 8 and 9, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. That would be sinning. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So you see how the Spirit of Christ brings you out of the flesh to walk in the Spirit, obviously. If you live in your sin, you're living in the flesh. You're going to be condemned. Romans 8:1 says there's no condemnation if you walk in the Spirit, but if you live in the flesh, you're going to be condemned. Paul doesn't make excuses for sin. He admits battling and fighting his sin. Paul would have never stood for a hospital for sinners called the body of Christ. How absolutely lascivious. Want more proof that God doesn't allow open willful sin in the body? How about Paul saying in Galatians 5:9, a little bit of leaven affects the whole loaf? Well, if we're a hospital for sin, what difference does it really make? Jesus says in Luke 11, God blesses those who obey him. I mean, if we're supposed to live in a hospital for sin, why all these scriptures about leaving sin and obeying? You know, if you study the Old and the New Testament, you're not going to find any teaching, no verses that support a hospital for sinners in the New Testament body. Now, if they mean it's a place to come after you've repented of your sin to get help, to get love, to get healing, to get truth, yes, it's for that. That's not how they mean it. What they mean is it's a place to come to feel okay that you're a big sinner. You can't stop sinning. You're depraved. You're going to sin all the time. And God accepts you because of his blood, and you're going to enter in the kingdom as this big sinner. Not one Bible verse supports such smearing of God's holy word, his character, or the desire he has for his true saints. Don't fall for it, folks. How about this surgical verse? You want to talk about hospital? Hebrews 4, 11 and 12. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Yeah, the word of God, like the Spirit of God, will slice you up, show you your sin, and show you where you need to repent and change and get out of it. That's the beauty of the new life in Christ, to not live the same way anymore. You be ye transformed. All right? We allow the Spirit of God, the Word of God, to cut us, convict us, to help us remove sin. Then we battle it daily as we walk in holiness. We know we'll battle the flesh. We don't have to give in to the flesh. We don't live in willful sin. There's no covering for willful sin. You sin, repent, stop. If you fall back into it, repent, stop again. Start to figure out why you're falling back into it. Remove all the obstacles and all the temptations. You can, over time, remove the sin from your life. I don't teach sinless perfection, but you can clearly walk in holiness and obedience as the call from God's word. To live in this heretical hospital for sinners theology is trampling the blood of Jesus Christ. Let me read this. Hebrews 10, 28 and 29. He that despised Moses' law without mercy under two or three witnesses, how much more sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he has sanctified an unholy thing and hath so and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Don't trample the blood of Jesus Christ is the message here. 1 John 3, 5 through 6. And ye know that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Go look up that verse, study the Greek. It's talking about practicing sin. If you practice sin, you don't know him. You're not of him, is what John says. Finally, I want to give you this verse that also totally refutes this heretical hospital for sinners idea. Have you ever read Acts 5? God kills a husband and a wife over what? One lie. Let me read to you the wife part. Acts 5, 9 and 10. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that you've agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. Then she fell down straightway at his feet, yielded up the ghost, and the young men came in and found her dead, carried her forth, and buried her by her husband. I got a question for you, all you evangelical Calvinists, wicked, false, worldly, carnal, sinful people. Where was the hospital for sinners for Ananias and Sapphira? Ananias and Sapphira. Where was the hospital for sinners for them? No, do not be deceived, folks. God is holy. He does not take sin lightly in the Old Testament or in the New Testament. We who are born of his Spirit are changed in our hearts and minds. We're commanded to strive. We're commanded to be holy. We're commanded to leave sin and walk in his ways, not make his body into a carnal hospital for sinners. That's lascivious. That's wicked. That's heretical. That's damnable heresy. Don't fall for it. Jesus sets us free from having to live in sin and keep sin. To teach or believe any other way means you have a false gospel. You have a false Jesus. And per Paul in Galatians 1, you are accursed. Don't be accursed. Don't go to a hospital for sinners. Repent. Seek God while he may be found. Read the New Testament. Have him purge and cleanse your heart and your mind and walk in holiness. You can leave sin, folks. You can battle your sin. You can walk in purity and holiness before the Lord, waiting for his coming or your death to go see him. I hope this has helped clear this up. Hospital for sinners is a satanic theology for people that love their sin. Repent and obey the gospel today. We love you all. This has been Brother Jim. Go to the teaching blog at don'tperish.com. Thousands of articles, audios, videos, sisters blog. Why? We don't want you to live in sin. We want you to come to the knowledge of the truth, repent, see that God's given us power to set us free, then walk after him with all that we are. Strive to enter into the kingdom, Luke 13, and love God with all that you are and love your neighbor. Yeah, that means living and calling them out of sin, Matthew 22, the great commandments. Hey, we got to get down the gospel road. Till next time. We love you. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. May God be praised.